A brighter way to spend your day, Sid Valley Radio.
It's a brand new day.
Indeed it is. It is Saturday, 24th of August. Welcome along to me, Gavin Stewart, sitting in the studio in Sidmouth. Oh, the rain has actually stopped for a moment. I gotta get away from the busy. But how about Supertramp starting the show off this morning? It's raining again. Yes, sunshine not due until after lunch. It's raining again. Well, would you believe it? While that was playing, the sun is trying to break through all these grey clouds in Sydney. But anyway, fingers crossed, it will clear away. I'll say the forecast says by afternoon we should have sunny periods. And in the evening from 5 o'clock, pure sunshine, no rain. but then 20% chance it says on the chart. Anyway, welcome along. Yes, today for the charts, rather than picking one particular year for August Bank Holiday Weekend only, I'm playing different singles and tracks from albums that were number one during the August Bank Holiday Weekends of previous years. But if you want to get in touch with me in the studio, this is how you do it.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Now, musical birthdays. We've only got a couple, or we've got three in actual fact. Four. Yes, four. I'll say four. Definitely no increase on four. Starting off, Fred Rose. He was a country singer in America, then became music publisher and formed the company Acuff Rose, who were famous for country music. Well, in fact, all styles of music. Anyway, one of his songs that he composed and then produced for Hank Williams, Crazy Heart.
And so you acted smart. Go on and break your crazy heart. You lived on promises I knew would fall apart. Go on and break your crazy heart. You never you were mistaken. You didn't even know the chances you were taking. I knew you couldn't win. I told you from the start. Go on and break your crazy heart. Thought that you were smart. Go on and break your crazy heart.
Hank Williams with a song called Crazy Heart. Now moving on. Who's next? Yes. Lewis Tyker? Teacher. I always thought it was teacher. Maybe I was always mispronouncing it. Anyway, French and Teacher or Taisha, they did the theme music for this. Happy birthday, Lewis.
Thank you.
theme from Exodus, whatever. Now, our next musical birthday, another instrumental, by the way, Mason Williams, and a song he, or tune I should say, sorry, tune, not a song, a tune he had a hit with, which was just simply called Classical Gas. Birthday, Classical Gas. In fact, we're going for three instrumentals in a row, because also it happens to be Jean-Michel Jarre, his birthday. Well, that's how I always pronounce it. Some call it Jarre. I'm not quite sure. Jean-Michel, if you're listening, yes, send me a note and tell me how you pronounce it. Anyway, it's happy birthday to him. So here he is, Equinox Part 5. And I know Gareth and Seaton just loves this kind of music. We'll be right back. sudden ending there. Anyway, that's Jean-Michel Jarre, celebrating his birthday, and Gareth and Seaton sent a message in. He does love that kind of music. And I saw a video once of Jean-Michel performing live in Paris, and it was just him and all these keyboards and computers surrounding him and such like. And he just stood there playing his keyboard, and this wonderful music was being broadcast through his concert in Paris. Wonderful stuff. Anyway, let's have this little break, and then we'll be back with more music.
R. Brunner & Co, Certified Chartered Accountants. Are you self-employed and need help with your tax return? Or need help with setting up a new company? R. Brunner & Co, Certified Chartered Accountants, are helping you make sense of the business world. For help and advice, call R. Brunner & Co, Certified Chartered Accountants, on 014-04-515-525.
And also, may I, just before we continue with the music, I'd like to talk. Talk about a tweet. Do they still call them tweets, or information posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, as people keep saying on other radio stations. This young lady in Jersey, she was doing the breakfast show from 6 till 10 this morning. Alison Moss is her name. Lovely, lovely lady. Great presenter. And she put a picture on, and in the background was the clock in the studio saying it was just after 6:15 in the morning. She said she was on her second cup of tea. Well, I said, and she didn't include a picture of herself, which sometimes she does, because she hadn't had time to brush her hair. So I sent a message to her to say, well, maybe presenters can appear with tousled hair and without loads of makeup on, just to be normal human beings. So there we are. Presenters are. Yes, you wouldn't guess that I've come in without my makeup on this morning. Oh dear, didn't shave either. That's because I slept in. Anyway, never mind. Let's have some music. And only one cup of coffee so far. Right, today, instead of selecting one specific year and playing the charts for this day on that particular year, I've decided for this day only to present singles and album tracks from different years for August Bank Holiday weekends that occurred in England. Yes, because not everywhere has a bank holiday this weekend, especially up in Scotland. So we start off 1964. I was at school, and this group came and performed a fundraising basketball disco held at the Edinburgh Palais. So this is Manfred Mann. It was a great night. Paul Jones was wonderful. Manfred Mann, Do Wah Diddy Diddy. The day they got to number one, they didn't go on Top of the Pops because they were up in Edinburgh performing on the Thursday night. Here they are.
There she was, just walking down the street singing
Do Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
Do Wah Diddy Diddy Dum Diddy Do.
She looked good,
looked good,
she looked fine,
looked fine,
she looked good, she looked fine. I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum,
holding my hand just as natural as can be singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We walked on,
walked on
to my door,
my door.
We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
We're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing
Do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-dum.
mine.
She's mine.
I'm hers.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Oh, 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 yeah.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
We'll sing it.
Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do. Do what diddy diddy dum diddy do.
Manfred Mann, the group. And do what diddy diddy. Yes, Thursday night they'd got to number one and they were asked to appear on Top of the Pops and they said no. We've got a concert or a booking up in Edinburgh, and their agent working on behalf of the school, that was Burmuir in Edinburgh, said, well, no, the penalty for cancelling at this late date just to appear on the telly was not in your favour at all. So Manfred Mann chose to come up to Edinburgh to stop any financial penalties. Anyway, it was a brilliant night they had. Wonderful stuff. And I say Paul Jones, because he was at school in Edinburgh. Well, wonderful. Like a homecoming. Now, a track from the number one album of the 1964 Bank Holiday Weekend was this one from the Beatles, from the film A Hard Day's Night.
It's been a hard
Beatles, Hard Day's Night. That's a track from the number one album, 1964. And Gareth has replied, tweets on X are called posts, and growing a beard could be awesome. Well, Gareth, way back in the mid-70s, I had longish hair, grew a beard which turned out to be a bit like, funny enough, the beard that Manfred Mann used to have. And after having it for a few weeks, in fact, I think I had it for about 4 months. But after a few weeks, I started itching and scratching and despite the fact washing it every couple of hours just got on me nerves. Anyway, that's my beard.
Sid Valley Radio. Around the world, all day, every day.
Moving on, 10 years from 1964 takes us to 1974. And this was the number one single. The number one single from the Three Degrees, and When Will I See You Again? And that at the time was a favourite for Prince Charles, of course, and now King Charles. And Gareth has replied, top tip to stop your beard from scratching, or itching rather, I should say, is after the growing period, use shampoo, softens the hair and makes it more comfortable. Maybe we should start a little health spot on the show on a Saturday as well as playing the charts. Thank you, Gareth. Oh, dear. Anyway, going back to 1974, I was working for a company associated with Joseph Lucas, a name, oh, famous for electrical parts on cars. Anyway, in the subsidiary I worked for, we sold cassette tapes. And this was very popular because it was the number one album of the time, which include cassettes, Band on the Run, Paul McCartney and Wings.
sent inside forever.
Never seeing no
from 1974, Paul McCartney along with Wings and Band on the Run. And moving forward 10 years, yes, 1984, George Michael, number one with Careless Whisper.
Thank you.
George Michael, Careless Whisper, the number one single, 1984, for the Bank Holiday Weekend. And the album that was number one was Now, That's What I Call Music, 3. Yes, and they're up to, what, 100 and something or other now, I think. Anyway, I've lost track. Phil Collins has a track from that album, Against All Odds. Now, That's What I Call Music.
How can I just let you walk away? Just let you leave without a trace? When I stand here taking every breath with you, ooh, you're the only one who really knew me at all. How can you just walk away from me when all I can do is watch you leave? 'Cause we shared the laughter and the pain, and even shed the tears. You're the only one who really knew me at all. So take a look at me now. There's just an empty space. There's nothing left here to remind me, just the memory of your face. Well, take a look at me now. Well, there's just an empty space, and you coming back to me is against the odds, and that's what I've got to face. Just make you turn around and see me cry. There's so much I need to say to you, so many reasons why. You're the only one who really knew me at all.
This is April Rose from aprilforhealth.com. I'm a chiropractor, a wellness coach and a stem cell advocate. So if you're in pain, please get in touch and let me help you. You can call or text on 07973 202441. That's 07973 202441. Or you can get in touch via the website www.aprilforhealth.com. If you Google April Rose Sidmouth, you can read over 92 patient reviews. And please remember, back checks are always free at April for Health.
Heading back to 1967, we have Flowers in Her Hair with Scott McKenzie.
If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet
San Francisco.
McKenzie, number one for 4 weeks in the singles charts, but the album, it was number one at the time, was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and the Beatles were at number one for 28 weeks with that album.
I read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky man who made the grave. Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared. They'd seen his face before. Nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. I saw a film today, oh boy. The English army had just won the war. A crowd of people turned away. But I just had to look, having read the book. I'd love to turn you
out of bed, dragged a comb across my head, found my way downstairs and drank a cup, and looking up I noticed I was late, found my coat and grabbed my hat, made the bus in seconds flat, found my way upstairs and had a smoke, and somebody spoke and I went into a dream.
Thank you.
and the Life from the Beatles, yes, from the album Sergeant Pepper. Oh, great album that was. In fact, I don't think there's a Beatles album that came out that I didn't like at least half the tracks on the album, if not all of them. Oh, there's a revelation now. Anyway, moving on. That was 1967 and 1972. Alice Cooper was number one in the singles charts with this one, telling us it was the summer holidays, school's out. Cooper, School's Out was the number one single, and an album was number one was called 20 Fantastic Hits on the Arcade record label. Just one of those albums that was put together with various artists, including this one from Rod Stewart, Maggie May. Maggie May from Rod Stewart. That was from 20 Fantastic Hits on the Arcade record label. Now we move on to 1978, the Commodores, of course, with Lionel Richie in them. They had a hit, and this is Three Times a Lady, number one in the singles charts for 5 weeks. Brilliant song. This is the full-length version.
Thanks for the times that you've given me. The memories are all in my mind. And now we've come to the end of our rainbow. There's something I must say out loud. You once, twice, three times a lady. I love you. Yes, you once, twice, three times a lady. And I love you. My pains, you've made my life worth living for. And if I had to live my life over again, dear, I'd spend each and every moment. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Thank you.
You once, twice, three times a lady, and I love you. You're once, twice, three times.
Version of Three Times a Lady from the Commodores at number one for 5 weeks in UK singles charts 1978, and at the same time in the album charts for 18 weeks at number one. The album from, well, it's a soundtrack album from the movie featuring gentlemen in white suits dancing on illuminated dance floors. It was Saturday Night Fever. Here's the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
1978, that takes you back, doesn't it? Illuminated dance floors, that was a craze for a while. Anyway, moving back to 69, we have Zager and Evans, number one in the singles charts for 3 weeks in the year 25-25. Dread to think what off happened by then.
In the year 25-25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find. In the year 35-35, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 45-45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew, nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55-55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do, some machine doing that for you. In the year 65-65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too, from the bottom of a long glass tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 75-10, if God's a-coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 85-10, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Whoa, whoa. In the year 95-95, I'm kind of wondering if man is gonna be alive. He's taken everything this old earth can give, and he ain't put back nothing. Whoa, whoa. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 25-25, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may.
Zager and Evans in the year 25-25. Oh, I mean, that's another 501 years away. I cannot imagine what the world is going to be like by the time we reach there. Oh, it's just, it's too much to imagine. Anyway, moving on to the album of 1969, Elvis Presley's number one, just for 1 week in the UK charts, with From Elvis in Memphis. But this track was on it, and it gets played, well, fairly often on the radio these days.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say,
we can't go on together with suspicious minds,
and we can build our dreams on suspicious minds.
Suspicious Minds, yeah. I always wondered why he started the fade it out, or the recording engineer started the fade it out. Was he suddenly told, don't fade it out, yeah, yeah, to play more, record more? Anyway, that was Elvis Presley from Elvis in Memphis. Oh my goodness me, that was a long time ago. 1969, moving to 1981, we have this lady, Annika, and Japanese Boy, the number one single.
Oh.
Annika and Japanese Boy. That was only number one for 1 week. Anyway, moving on to the album of 1981, The Electric Light Orchestra. And I know Dave and Joe over in Honiton love the Electric Light Orchestra. So this track from the album, it was called Time. 2 weeks at number one. Hold on tight. Light Orchestra from 1981. The album was called Time, and that was number one in the album charts, 1981. This very day, yes, bank holiday weekend, 1981. I was working in Abingdon way back then. Yes, driving from Bedfordshire over there every day. Great fun it was. Oh, yes, the 80s. Moving on, though, back to the 70s, we go with Elvis Presley. He was number one in the UK singles charts. And this day, 1970, The Wonder of You.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me love and consolation. You give me hope to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. And
when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your love to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me as you do. That's the wonder, the wonder of you. Wait, Jane.
Hugh Elvis Presley. Oh, yes. Anyway, our album of that year, we're talking 1970, the Moody Blues. They were number one for 3 weeks with the album A Question of Balance. Elvis, with his single, was number one for 6 weeks. But moving back... Oh, my screen's just gone blank. Moving back to the album, yes, A Question of Balance, the Moody Blues. And, well, what can you say about them? Apart from the fact that Lily, who I mention quite often on the radio, and I was out having a meal with her the other night, a lovely curry. I mentioned it yesterday on the show. Anyway, she's having her hair done this morning, yeah, or now. Currently sat in the hairdresser, or hairstylist, I think they're called, to be perfectly honest. And her granddad loves the Moody Blues. So from A Question of Balance, this is Question.
Why do we never get an answer when we're knocking at the door? With a thousand million questions about hate and death and war. Cause when we stop and look around us, there is nothing that we need. In a world of persecution that is burning in.
The way that you say it when you do those things to me, it's more the way that you mean it when you tell me what will be. And when you stop and think about it, you won't believe it's true that all the love you've been giving has all been meant. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you
between the silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose. I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, could safely lead me to the land that I once knew. To learn as we grow old, the secrets of our soul. It's not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
Of Balance was the album title, The Moody Blues, and that was the track called Question, which was released as a single as well, from memory. And moving on, 1962, a gentleman who I saw in the 70s performing, and I tell you what, seeing the gentleman live, sadly he's no longer with us, he died earlier on this year, but seeing him performing live was far superior to any of the records he actually recorded and was released by his record company. I'm talking Frank Ifield, 1962, number one for 7 weeks with this one, in which my dad bought this as a single as well. I Remember You.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true a few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember, too, a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. And my life is through, and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all. Then I will tell them I remember. Distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue.
Frank Highfield, I Remember You, the number one single. And at the same time in the album charts, Elvis was number one with an album called Potluck, not one that I ever bought. But anyway, he was there for 6 weeks at number one with the album, of which this track, Kiss Me Quick, that always reminds me of hats used to buy on holiday. Yes, Kiss Me Quick, Elvis Presley.
Kiss me quick while we still have this feeling. Hold me close and never let me go. Cause tomorrows can be so uncertain. Love can fly and leave just hurting. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Kiss me quick and make my heart go crazy. Sigh that sigh and whisper oh so low. Tell me that tonight will last forever. Say that you will leave me never. Kiss me quick because I love you so. Oh, let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are the lips I long to know. Let the band keep playing while we are swaying. Let's keep on praying that they'll never stop. Kiss me quick, I just can't stand this waiting. Cause your lips are lips I long to know. Because I love you so. Kiss me quick. Because I love you so.
Kiss Me Quick, Elvis Presley, and from the album Potluck. Now, 1976, oh, don't rush, Gavin. 1976, Elton John achieved his first single number one in the UK charts when he was joined by Kiki D and recorded and sang this song.
My heart.
Elton John, Kiki D, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Their first, well, Elton's first number one. And that was great, wasn't it? 1976. The album at the time, The Beach Boys, 20 Golden Greats, number one for 10 weeks. And this is one of the tracks.
I love the colourful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Somehow closer now. Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
She's giving me
the excitations.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
I'm
picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
The Beach Boys, Good Vibrations from 20 Golden Greats from the Beach Boys. Moving on to 66, or back to 66, we have the Beatles at number one single, Eleanor Rigby. Yes, number one, and it was there for 4 weeks.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Well, the Beatles were number one for 4 weeks with Eleanor Rigby. In the album charts, they were number one for 7 weeks with the album Revolver. Got to get you into my life. Well, sadly, I've got to leave because we finish at one. Thank you all for listening. Do take care. I'll be back tomorrow on Sid Valley Radio, 11 o'clock. Here are the Beatles playing us out. Got to Get You Into My Life from Revolver. Bye-bye for now.
See another kind of mind. Hey! Ooh, then I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life? You didn't run, you didn't lie, you knew I wanted just to hold you. Had you gone, you knew in time we'd meet again, for I had told you. Ooh, you were meant to be near me. Ooh, and I want you to hear me say we'll be together every day. Got to get you into my life. What can I do, what can I be, when I'm with you I wanna stay there. If I'm true I'll never leave, and if I do I know the way there. Ooh, and I suddenly see you. Ooh, did I tell you I need you every single day of my life?